Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And away we do go into the 4 o'clock hour. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby, rolling along here until about 5:30, a little after 5:30. Then Sam Levitt checks in with the Padre pregame show. Tonight, Padres Diamondbacks. Game one of a three-game series. First meeting of the year between these division rivals. Dodgers begin play. One game up on the Giants. The Padres are two back. And the Dodgers and Giants play each other tonight in Los Angeles.
Well, at least they can hopefully beat up on each other.
Well, they will. I mean, somebody's going to lose.
Well, I mean, one of the teams. I just need both of them to lose. At least you can't have one game.
Padres will be in L.A. next week for four games starting on Monday. But the Diamondbacks are first up. Kolek on the hill tonight. Ryne Nelson, who's been actually pretty good, right-hander. For Arizona, games on Apple TV, which means I won't watch it, nor will I even attempt to find it. I have Apple TV. I have it. I pay for it.
Well, you should watch it then.
I won't. I refuse. This is, maybe I should put this in the superstition category. I refuse to watch sporting events streamed unless it's like a Miami playoff game. That's all I'll do. The rest is like, forget it. I'm boycotting until I absolutely in my life have to watch all sporting events streamed. But until then, not doing it. Scraby, not doing
all right,
it.
All right.
Not going there.
All right.
U.S. Open Golf. There are a few guys left out on the course today. But our guy from San Diego State, J.J. Spahn, well done. 2 over today. 2 under for the tournament, and he's one of only 4 golfers under par in the entire event. He's 1 shot off the lead heading into the weekend. Sam Burns is the leader at -3. If you can think of a big-name golfer, his score is probably +6, 7, 8, or 10 or worse.
It just tells you how hard golf is.
And this course is, for
and
sure,
Scrappy. I believe Dustin Johnson won on this course like 5 or 6 years ago. He is nowhere to be found anymore.
It goes quick, man. It goes away fast, right?
Well, he's also on Live Tour now, and I just never hear anything about him.
Do you miss him? Like is your life going on okay without him?
Oh, yeah, my life is fine.
Me too.
My life is fine.
You want to go play on the Live Tour and disappear from sight, that's your business. Enjoy the money you're getting, because that's all you're getting. You're not getting any recognition anymore. I also agree with my wife, and then we'll go to Chris versus the fans. I want to tape this, please. Record this and send it to her, because I just started.
I will not.
No, please send it to her, because I just started with, I agree with my wife.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, this would be surprising to her. She is flat out, doesn't get it, doesn't understand it, cannot be talked off the ledge. why the LIV golfers are allowed to play in these tournaments. And I don't disagree with her. Why should you get to have your cake and eat it too?
Only the LIV golfers who are qualified. Like, Dustin Johnson won a U.S. Open, so that's
too
why.
Bad.
Cam Smith won the Open Championship.
Too
that's
bad.
Why.
Too bad. You're a LIV golfer now. Go play in their events.
You know that I'm not a LIV golf guy, but I feel like if you have eligibility, then you should be able to play.
I don't.
Because then you're also, that also takes some of the best golfers in the world out, and then we're looking at some amateurs that are just terrible.
Too bad. That's how golf decided it should be, and
LIV decided that.
Okay. Chris vs. the Fans is coming up right about now. It is a chance for you to earn yourself at least a qualification for a trip to beautiful Las Vegas. Scraby will tell you the entire grand prize after we introduce the segment.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I should have said our countdown was brought to you by Spiro's. If you love Mediterranean
Yay,
food,
Spiro's.
Try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. If you win here at Chris vs. the Fans, I can speak, I promise, you'll be qualified for a chance to win the grand prize, a spa and pool getaway at Resorts World Las Vegas, home of the largest elevated pool complex on the Strip.
I don't know about you, Scraby, but my pool elevation is very important to me.
I kind of think it's cool if you're like on a roof and you're pulling it up.
Okay. Glad you like it.
You'll receive a two-night... They're not marketing to us, Chris.
I understand.
We're not spa guys. Although I have heard that spas are fun. Anyway, you'll receive a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, dine poolside at one of the five unique pool experiences, and experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Awana Spa, one of the largest co-ed spa facilities in Las Vegas. To book your summer stay, please visit rwlasvegas.com. Also, we are not including it here, but... Hold on, Chris. We have another pair of Padres Royals tickets to give away for June 22nd. So not in this segment, but before the end of the show, we will give those away.
Don't go too far away because it's going to be soon that we'll figure out a way to give you a chance to win Padres Royals tickets.
And what did you need, sir?
Did you get Antonio Brown in the Big Five?
He is in the Big Five.
He is also in trouble. But what else is new?
Did he get found yet?
We'll discuss.
Okay.
In the Big Five.
I mean, have you seen the video?
No.
Okay, you got to see the video.
All right. Well, we'll see it in the Big Five.
We'll do that in the break.
All right, first up, here we go.
Well, I got to do the rules.
Oh, the rules.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that question for free today.
Very good.
Today. That's what I meant to say. All right, let's go to our first contestant. Let's go to Jason out there. Hello, Jason.
I'm going to start with Jason today, huh? Hi, Jason.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good,
sir.
You ready to play?
Go Padres.
Go Padres.
Go Padres. All right.
I think that means he's ready to play.
That's a nice thing to say. It'll earn you no good favor, though, on this particular segment.
All right, Jason. Who won the Masters earlier this year?
Boy.
McIlroy.
Yeah. Is correct.
What a self-serving question that is.
That's exactly why. I knew Chris didn't want
to
hear.
Number two, what is my dog's name?
He didn't break a club either.
He did not break a club during the Masters. I don't know what he broke. I think it was some sort of tee box thing. Anyway, all right, Jason, here we go. Question number two. Trevor Bauer won his lone Cy Young Award with what team?
Cleveland.
Stay there.
Tough break. I remember this because it was in the shortened season, the 2020 year. He pitched 1 year for the Reds.
Sorry about that, Jason. Sorry, Jason. Good having you aboard. You sound like a very good contestant there. Well, you know, take another run at this. You'll get it next time, perhaps.
All right.
But we move on.
Contestant, we'll go with, let's go with...
Jeez, Graby, you're making all kinds of terrible sounds into the microphone there.
Let's go to our guy, Brandon.
Brandon.
Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
What up, guys? How are you?
Always good to talk with you, sir.
Yeah, Brandon's always a great listener, so...
He's about due to qualify here for a Vegas trip. Let's see what
he can do.
Here we go.
Brandon, question number one. What state... Did I already ask this? What state is the U.S. Open being played in?
No, you didn't ask.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
North. Oh, I'm sorry, Brandon. Sorry.
Pennsylvania. Oakmont Country Club, Pennsylvania. Sorry, Brandon. Okay, move on.
All right, our next contestant is going to be... Let's go to Chris in Pacific Beach.
Although I believe I just report came in. Rory McIlroy just hit a ball into Ohio, so the course is now being played in Pennsylvania, and for Rory McIlroy is in Ohio.
Okay,
it missed the fairway so badly, broke the tee box, and now needs a ride to Ohio to find his ball.
All right, Chris from Pacific Beach, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Hi, Chris.
Good. You ready to play?
I got to be honest with you. The more I think about this Rory thing, I got to call my my wife's great friend, Becky, in Denver.
Why?
They've got to change the name of their dogs. Their dogs so cool. Like, they are the anti-Rory McIlroys, yet their names are Rory and Mackie.
That's a great name.
To be changed.
Great name.
I'm going to show you a picture of them, and I'm going to guarantee you're going to laugh when you see them.
Okay. Here we go. Question number one for
Chris. Let's just stop the game so you can look at this picture.
We can't do this.
I'm going to show the chat. You can't stop me from doing that.
Jeff Passan works for what sports news organization?
Jeff Passan.
Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated. Mm. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
The top people did work for Sports Illustrated. He's an ESPN guy, right? Script.
He sure is.
And by the way, and you tell me, don't look at the schmo in the middle.
The schmo.
Look at those two dogs and tell me they should not be named Rory and Mackie.
Oh,
they're way too cute.
Oh, they're definitely Rory and Mackie.
They are so adorable.
Definitely Rory and Mackie.
Yeah. Terrible names, though. Go ahead.
Okay, your hatred for Rory McIlroy is getting creepy.
It's deep.
It's getting creepy.
It's deep.
Let's go to... I did not screen your name. I'm sorry. Let's go to Andy.
Hello, Andy.
Hello.
Andy's distant there.
I'll come back to you, Andy.
Yeah, we have to come back.
Let's go to Hayden.
Hayden.
Hello, Hayden.
Let's go. How we doing, boys?
Very good, Hayden. Good to have you aboard.
This sounds like a nice, strong line.
Signal?
Yes. Yeah. All right, Hayden, let's go to question number one. Where is game four of the NBA Finals being played tonight?
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Where is the game?
Well, I mean, it's
you got a
one
50,
of two
50
places.
Shot.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got a 50-50 here.
Let's go Indiana.
Indiana! Correct! Nice guess.
Very good.
All right, we're going to
go. Wow, true guess.
Well, you hit one. Good for you.
Question number...
After you're done, you can go buy a lottery ticket. Maybe today's your day.
Two. What current inactive golfer has finished second the most times at the U.S. Open?
Current and active golfer... He is kind of famous for finishing second at the U.S. Open,
That's number two.
Yeah, he is pretty famous for doing this if you follow golf at all.
Do you know Hayden?
Rory? Rory McIlroy?
Rory McIlroy. I feel like you did that to him, Chris. You put Rory in his head.
Oh. Doesn't sound like he would have got it because, I mean, Phil Mickelson's a hard pull at this stage in his career. But I'm going to go with Phil.
He's finished second.
Sorry, Hayden.
Six times.
Yeah. He hasn't done bad. I think he's going to make the cut this weekend, Phil.
Yeah.
I think he's plus five or so.
All right, we're running out of time, so we got to do a tiebreaker. Tiebreaker.
What you got?
What player?
Jason Werth. W E R T H.
The baseball player with the big beard?
Yeah.
That is a random one.
Well, that's the idea of this segment.
I know.
It's
got to
be somebody totally random.
That?
Because I was on Baseball Reference, and they have pictures of like eight players on the front page.
I do know that.
And I ran my
mouse
over his name.
Okay.
So he's the guy.
All right. So we're going to do the tiebreaker. Let's go to our contestant. It is Scott in Carlsbad. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Do you know how to play the tiebreaker?
I do.
All right.
Okay.
He's ready to roll.
All right. So quickly, I'm going to ask Chris a question. He's going to give me a number answer.
Right.
And then Scott is going to guess whether the actual answer is higher or lower than what Chris said.
Yes, he is.
So, Chris, what is Jason Werth's career WAR?
Oh, brother. I hate WAR.
I know.
I mean, I hate WAR in more ways than one, by the way.
Yes, yes. Just, you hate all types of WAR.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of WAR. I take it back. One type of WAR I like. Always thought it was fun as a kid. The card game WAR.
Oh, okay.
That was always kind of fun.
Ever.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it lasts a really a long time, too. His career WAR, I don't know, how many years did he play?
15.
30? I don't know. Per year? I don't know. 30
okay,
is my guess. 30.
Scott, is the actual answer higher or lower than 30?
I'll go lower.
Lower. Got
you
it.
Are the winner, but
Yay.
Chris, I gotta say, you were extremely
oh,
close.
Really? What is it?
29.2.
Oh, wow. I was close.
That is his career WAR. So.
Okay. Well, good for you.
All right, Scott.
Scott, you're the winner of Chris vs. the Fans. Tony
right
and
there.
I talking about game four of the NBA Finals tonight. Give you a little hint. We're not nice to the Thunder. That's coming up after a break and a check of traffic.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris rolls on as we head toward the weekend. And, of course, tonight, Padres, Diamondbacks, game one of a three-game series, and we'll get back to baseball in a minute. But there are some other things that are big time going on right now, Tony Gwynn Jr., including Game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight in Indianapolis, where the Pacers will look to go ahead of the Oklahoma City Thunder. 3-1 if Indiana wins tonight, Tony. Thank you very much.
Scrappy. How about that?
Better late than never. I mean, we got almost had three quarters of the way through the segment there, but hey, we'll take it.
I had to find it.
Yeah. Look, Tony, we've been going back and forth on this and, you know, the greatness of Oklahoma City. I think it's pretty clear now, at least in my mind. Oklahoma City could still win the championship. They might win the next three games. I don't know for sure. But any notion of them being a super team and one of these great teams in NBA history that everybody told us they were is quickly going out the window as I watch this series, because Indiana now has beaten them twice in games that have come right down to the wire, and it has been Indiana that's made the plays down the stretch.
Yeah, listen, first of all, you and I have not gone back and forth on this because you and I
were
the only two that thought the Pacers had a chance in this series. I think it's been funny that down the stretch, it's been, as you said, the Pacers that have made all the right plays. They're the ones not turning it over or not taking a bad shot. I just think they have the personnel that matches up really well with Oklahoma City, and that's proven to be true so far in this series. And, you know, I kind of fall into the same lines as you. I mean, some of the folks that talk about this were talking as though there wasn't much of a chance for the Pacers to even make this a series.
I heard
anything from sweep to gentleman sweep. I can't think of anybody who I've heard talk about it, and I'm sure there were, but I didn't hear anybody say anything more than one game for the Pacers.
No.
And here they are up 2-1 with a chance to go up 3-1. But this is why you play the games. We could do all this talking. This, to me, like, put it this way. When the Golden State Warriors got to the finals with Kevin Durant, that felt like there's no shot. And there was no reason to watch, right?
Right.
It wasn't until, you know, really, even the year that Toronto won, if KD doesn't tear his Achilles, they still win. And that was like the most challenge they got. But it always felt like going into those that this was a super team and it would take it uphill. It never felt like that here in this series, but that's how people have kind of described how this series should go, though.
Yeah. Now, I mean, look, you and I grew up in a different era, too. I mean, the Bulls were almost guaranteed to win the finals. Yeah. The Lakers, you know, of the 80s and the Shaq, Kobe Lakers, they were supposed to win the finals. They were so good, you knew they would. And, of course, they did. Celtics had some teams like that.
Oh, and by the way, though, you got to that point after they had won multiple championships.
That's
right.
Oklahoma
City hasn't won anything yet.
I know. In a lot of ways, you can almost say that the pundits put very unfair pressure on Oklahoma City,
right,
a team that has not yet been there. Still a very young team.
When the Bulls played the Lakers their first championship, no one was saying, oh, the Bulls are running away with this.
That's right. The
Lakers finally got over the hump against, who was it? Oh, when they beat Portland after coming back from that. That wasn't a foregone conclusion that they were going to beat the Pacers. After they won that one, after the Bulls won their one, then it was like, yeah, okay, it's going to be hard to see a team beating this team moving forward. And that turned out to be true in both of those. I don't know. And same goes for Golden State. Like, after they got KD, they won the championship, then they got KD. It's like, oh, man. You know what? They didn't win the championship. They lost. They came. That's when LeBron and them came back from
3-1.
Right. And then they went out and signed KD. And then they proceeded to just run through the league for the next 3 years, basically.
Yeah.
None of those were close. This is not any of those.
It really isn't. And again, Tony, look, I keep talking Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and I'm starting to get the feeling that people think I really just don't like this guy as a player. That's not true. I am picking on him because he's the MVP of the league. And to me, the MVP of the league needs to, you know, be heads and shoulders above everybody. And I haven't seen that in this series. Now, maybe it'll start tonight. But here's what I'm seeing, and I just want to get your take, because you played a lot more basketball than I did. I probably watched more than you have, but you played a lot more than I have. When I see SGA with the ball, to me, he drives toward the hoop, and I mean, honestly, every time that I noticed, he pushes off, either with his right shoulder, he creates space, or he even sometimes just extends the arm entirely and rids the defender and then goes up for a shot. They don't call it a foul, so it's not a foul. But to me, it's still almost unpleasant to watch. What do you think? Because you play this game. I know Kobe would create a little space. Michael always got it. But those guys could just jump over you and shoot. They didn't need to do that.
It's how you create the space. And what I'll say about SGA is he's very creative. And there's a fine line. Like when you start talking about, you know, clearing out a defender with your offhand with a live dribble, if that arm, and you as an official could probably attest to this, if the arm gets extended out,
yeah,
that's normally when you get the call. To me, the shoulder and even having your arm up but not extending it, I think it's fair game. I think you should be allowed to do that. And I think that's how offensive players like him end up being really good at drawing fouls, is that they create that space with their shoulder while they have the live dribble, so there's no, like, extending the arm like you would if you're going for a shot. You use that offhand to clear out the defender. That's an offensive foul. And I think SGA is just really good at it. I'm sure he gets away with extending the arm from time to time, just like all at his stature do. But I think he does a really good job of not doing it so often that the referees start to look for it.
He is a player, to me, that runs the yellow light every time. But he's just enough into the intersection where you can't flag him for it.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
But it describes him almost to perfection. But that's also why he's so good. Is because he has mastered getting to the intersection just as that light's about to turn red.
Yeah.
But enough of his car is in the intersection that you can't give him a ticket for it.
Well, suffice to say, people always say game three is pivotal. I always say game four is the most pivotal one in a series. Because, look, it's either going to win. This game's over tonight. It's either going to be 3-1 and Indiana's going to be tasting a championship, or it's going to be 2-2 and OKC is going to have the home court advantage back. And then the momentum swings back to them. So, to me, almost everything is on the line tonight. We'll see if Oklahoma City can come up big the way people have been predicting them to do.
If indeed they are the team that everybody's predicted them to be, they got to win tonight.
Oh, no doubt.
They got to win tonight.
All right, NBA Finals, Game 4. It's coming up a little later. We'll come back, get back to the baseball conversation. More Gwynn and Chris as we head toward tonight's Diamondbacks-Padres game on 97.3 The Fan. 4:37 the time. Chris Ella, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Arizona. Nice hoops discussion there. I want you to watch for it tonight, though, Scraby, if you tune into the game. Every time SGA gets the ball, I want you to see if you agree with me.
I'm going to
that
watch.
He pushes off, uses the off arm, shoulder, leans in. It borders on illegal every time. But they don't call it, so he can, you know, more power to him if you can keep getting away with it. Just doesn't seem like a move that an MVP should need. That's my thing.
If that's the
SGA.
Case, then I agree. I'm going to watch tonight.
Check
and
for
see
it.
That.
See what
I'm
you think
to.
Tonight.
I'm going to.
Game four, Pacers and Thunder. Thunder favored, by the way. We discussed this in the Daily Gambit. Thunder's favored by 6 points. Like, anybody been watching the series? Not the odds makers.
Not the odds makers.
Well, I mean, Indiana's looked really good in two of the three. But they are, that's a solid, you know, line, 6 points. All right, College Baseball World Series earlier today. Coastal Carolina got the first win of the College World Series. They beat Arizona 7-4. Second game of the day, Louisville 0, Oregon State 0.
Oh.
All right. Tomorrow, Murray State, the team we're all rooting for, Scrabby.
I'm definitely rooting for them.
I know. They take on UCLA tomorrow. I asked Braden this. So where is Murray State University? Do you know?
Yes, I do.
Give me a state. That's all I need. I don't even need a city.
Murray State, I believe, is in Tennessee.
You believe wrong.
You're the only ten I see?
Yeah, I know. You love that one. Murray State is located in Murray, the city of Murray,
oh, wow.
Kentucky.
Oh, I was close.
Yes, is only good in
horseshoes and hand grenades.
And dancing, my dad used to say.
Dancing. Is Murray State where Ja Morant went?
I think so. Yeah, okay. I think so. I think you're right.
So they're decent athletic prowess over there.
Not really known for being a great baseball program, but they are playing with the big boys now in the College World Series tomorrow. All right, let's get to today's Big Five, which could come with it at the end, a chance for you out there to go see the Padres play the Royals on June 22nd. So stick around after we check.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Traffic.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, first I want to say, if you're stuck in that hour-long traffic, We are here for you.
We are not going anywhere, at least for an hour. So
at least for an hour, and then you got Sammy Lev after that. So.
Pre-game show. Yeah, I was going to just say, the young lady doing the traffic there, not Kelly today, but said an hour delay.
An hour.
If you're on the 5 South near SeaWorld Drive, which I think a lot of people probably are.
I would think so.
Yeah.
It's a pretty busy spot around Friday afternoon.
Take your time. What a dumb thing to say.
Well,
you don't really have any choice but to take your time.
You know what, Chris? I've been seeing people of the, because I hit traffic nearly almost every day going home.
Okay.
And I am now seeing people that just do not care and drive on the shoulder. Like, I feel like drivers have gotten worse in the last year. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I see more and more bad driving every single day. Every single day, Chris.
I'm with you.
All right.
And I'm old.
Number five.
So and I'm think, old.
I'm old, so think how I react to it. You young whippersnappers, slow down.
Slow down out there.
That's right.
All right. The Athletic surveyed players about some different things, and one of the questions asked was, quote, which manager would you most like to play for that is not your current manager, end quote.
Okay.
Top four went like this.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
I mean, in no particular order.
Okay.
And I know one of them, so I'll just guess him first. Bruce Bochy makes sense anyway.
Ding.
Seems like a lot of people would want to play for Bruce Bochy. Just, and they'd be right. Like, he's the all-time greatest guy. As far as the rest of the guys, I'm going to say Aaron Boone, because he sticks up for his guys. I think players like that, I'm guessing.
He's not on the list.
Not on the list, okay. Terry Francona?
Is on the list.
Is on the list. This is an active manager, right?
All active.
Yeah, because Dusty Baker, I don't believe, is active today. He might,
no.
Might be active tomorrow, but not today. This is difficult in the sense that I'm, you know, trying to think of every team out there.
Should I go ahead now?
Yeah, just give him to me.
All right. Bruce Bochy's number one. Terry Francona is number two. Steven Vogt is number three.
Really?
And Craig Counsell is number four.
Steve, okay. What does Craig Counsell show anybody?
I don't know.
He doesn't look like the guy I'd want to play for. Meh.
My question.
Oh, you have a question?
And I'm going to steal it first today because I think I have a good answer for this.
All right.
What do these guys have in common that makes them managers players want to play for?
Okay.
My guess is that they're all former players and they all get it and they all have successful teams. So I would say that players want to play for a former player and successful. That's what I would say. What do you think?
No, I would disagree with you.
Okay.
I think they do have it in common that they're all former players. But I don't think that's what makes people want to play for a manager or a coach. I mean, Vince Lombardi, he played, but like college back in the 50s, you know. And not all the great coaches were players is what I mean. I think what makes a, you know, somebody you want to play for is somebody that, you know, understands you, tries to understand you, cares about you, fights for you, is knowledgeable, and, you know, is willing to communicate well. I think those stories get along. I think the managers that run into trouble are the ones who think they're all that and show up to work every day and lock themselves in their office because they're just a little bit too smart and sharp to hang out with
busy,
the players.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think those are the guys who get in trouble. But I also think there's more than four that are good managers in baseball.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I just chose the top four. They had like 10, 15 managers, but those were the top four vote getters.
Okay.
So
number four.
All right. Former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown is no stranger to controversy, but this time he may be in trouble he can't get out of. Police have issued.
You know what? I'll believe it when I see it.
Police
because he's gotten out of every single thing so far. As a matter of fact, the next time I commit a really bad crime, I'm calling Antonio Brown to come defend me. Because apparently, he can get out of any predicament.
I don't know that he's getting out of this one.
All right, we'll see.
Police have issued a warrant for his arrest stemming from an incident on May 16th at a celebrity boxing event. Per the warrant, police found video footage that seemingly showed Brown punching another person and starting a fight. With the footage later appearing to show Brown grabbing the gun of a security officer and running back to the person he had initially punched, cell phone footage captures two gunshots as Brown approached the alleged victim, with the accuser ducking. The alleged victim, who said that he has known Brown since 2022, told police 5 days later that Brown ran toward him with a gun and shot at him twice, potentially grazing his neck, per the warrant.
Just would have think what Brown would have done if he didn't know the guy. Yeah, he's...
Obviously, we don't... And this is kind of a... I didn't really know what to ask, but this is kind of a weird question. Chris, obviously, we don't know for sure, but do you think this is CTE-related?
Oh. I think it has to be looked at.
Because the only his... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
His behavior has been so erratic.
It has been. I'd also, before I answered that, though, I'd have to look at all of the stupid things that he's done to see that all of them were later in his career.
I think they were.
So, yeah, I think it's something that's fair to look into. But regardless, it's no excuse for most of his behavior, which is just pitiful.
Yeah, I must say.
Yeah. Look, CTE is no laughing.
No,
you know,
it's
matters.
Not a joke,
no joke.
It's real.
Yeah, it's real. We've seen this, but doesn't give you the excuse to totally act like a criminal like Antonio Brown does.
Yeah, I mean, some people blame Vontaze Burfict for that hit in the playoffs that he took years ago because he did knock Antonio Brown out, but Antonio Brown also went over the middle a lot, and he also played in a day where it was okay at some points in his career to just blow up the wide receiver over the middle. I can't tell if it's CTE related, but it does track because a lot of his behavior started to go south later in his playing career. But maybe this is just who he is, Chris.
Maybe.
We'll find out. But this seems bad. Stealing a gun off of a security officer's hip.
Shooting somebody?
And then shooting at someone while a lot of people were around. Like, the video, the gunshots are very clear. And you could see a lot of people freaking out after that started happening. So I don't know that he's getting out of this one.
I'll bet you a couple bucks on the side. That guy's really elusive.
It's on video.
As a matter of fact, when you told me the story, or what read me the story, I was like, really? He's not already behind bars? Like, I thought he was already in jail somewhere. Evidently not. So.
No. All right. So we talked about the equivalent of being traded to Siberia yesterday.
I like this story.
The Brewers.
We actually called for this to happen, basically.
Aaron Civale, he was a Brewer, and with Jacob Mizorowski taking a spot in the rotation, he went and asked for a trade. And so the Brewers have granted him his wish, and they traded him to the White Sox.
Siberia, as
according to a report from John Heyman. First baseman Andrew Vaughn is headed to Milwaukee in exchange for Civale. I hope I'm saying that name right.
I think you are, but it is a tough one.
Okay, I'm up first. Is this the equivalent of sending someone to the Siberia of baseball? Yeah, it seems like it was very quick. He asked for the trade yesterday or something. He got the trade. He got traded like this morning.
They didn't wait around, the Brewers, man.
No,
they're like,
"You want
this
out?
Guy
okay,
here.
Here yeah. we're going to send you to the White Sox." Yeah. And so now he's a White Sox. But yeah, I mean, be careful what you wish for. It seems like he asked for the trade in a very professional manner. So
it does, but I don't think that mattered to them. Well, first of all, I think they got something they think will help them. Andrew Vaughn has been a good player previously. Although not recently. But I wish all guys that begged for a trade and, you know, whined about how terrible they're being treated. First of all, I wish they could all spend an hour or two driving around some of the homeless areas in town so that they stop feeling so sorry for their terrible situations.
I
know. But secondly, if you're going to complain that you should be starting, I love that they traded you to the White Sox. Go start for them.
Yeah.
While we make the playoffs without you.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal, gotta say.
Number two.
But why didn't the Padres go for him?
You and I ask for this stuff all the time.
And it happened.
Right, it happened this time.
And Aaron Civale is not a guy I really hate. So it's like,
he hasn't been that bad of a pitcher. I think bringing him up as a potential Padre isn't the worst thing you've ever said. But
they traded him for Andrew Vaughn. I mean,
yeah, it's too late now.
Maybe
he's now a...
Oh, maybe the Brewers didn't want to trade inside the National League.
They could also call, the Padres could now call the White Sox and say, remember us?
We'll take Civale.
We fleeced Fernando Tatis Jr. from you many years ago.
Click.
Yeah.
All right.
Number two.
Chris loves this topic, but Jacob Mizorowski is a 23-year-old who made his debut last night.
God.
He had just
How old is he again?
23.
Going on 123.
He had just thrown a third straight ball to Victor Scott to open the sixth. When his foot landed awkwardly on the front of the mound after Brewers medical staff went out to check on him, Mizorowski exited the game and someone else relieved him. The Brewers later said Mizorowski left due to cramping in his right calf and quadriceps. He had a no-hitter at the time as well. He walked 4, struck out 5. But, Chris, are pitchers the most coddled player in sports?
This isn't fair to Joe Musgrove if he's driving along.
Because he's not a guy who would
I don't
this
put him in this
him.
Category.
Okay, let me.
It's not fair
are
to
some
many
pitchers
other,
the yeah, most caudal
yes,
player.
Yes. Like, not even near it. If you see this video of this kid, Mizorowski, understand he's 23 years old.
He's 6 foot eight, I think, or 6 foot seven.
He's throwing 100 miles an hour. He's blowing the St. Louis Cardinals away. He's in the sixth inning. He throws a pitch. And honestly, Scraby, for lack of a better term, his legs just immediately, for some reason, turned to jelly.
They did. That's all they.
And he looks like he's going to collapse and fall. And
he looks like a deer taking its first steps.
It's unbelievable. And he has to leave the game. And then they tell me he's dehydrated. I work out 6 days a week, Scraby. I'm 90 years old. I don't ever get dehydrated. You're a professional athlete with access to every possible thing you could have. You're 23 years old?
In your debut.
In your first game, you got a no-hitter going, and your legs just
give out.
Say, forget about it. I'm done. And they had to pull him out of the game. And I just, these guys, it's happening all the time, though. This isn't just him.
No.
It annoys me, and I know it annoys you.
It definitely annoys me.
Toughen up.
Like, you can't be like, no, this is my debut. I'm staying in the game.
In the meantime, I switched over to the Edmonton, Florida hockey game. Some guy get cracked in the teeth with a puck, got four teeth knocked out. He's on the next shift. This guy's out of the game because he's dehydrated somehow.
You have to, if you haven't seen this video, go look for it, because it does look like a baby deer trying to
walk.
Yeah,
it looks like his legs just say, you know what, I've had it.
He's like Gumby or something.
He turns to Gumby.
All right, no number one, because we got to do this instead.
All right, here's the question. I hope I have time to get it in for the Padre Royals tickets. We're talking college football national championships and NCAA basketball national championships. So either basketball or football, college. This century, since the year 2000, two states have been home to seven championship teams. Two states have been home to seven college championship teams. You got to name them both. Name both states that have had seven national championship teams since 2000.
Oh my gosh.
In college baseball and basketball and football. I'm tired of people looking up the answers. They can't really look this up.
This is kind of crazy.
They're
going
to have to just either get it or miss it. 833-288-0973, both states. And if you get them, you go see the Padres and Royals. Call in during the break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.